Well, it could be months before New Zealanders learn the outcome of the government's urgent review of the country's hate speech laws. In the wake of the Christchurch mosque shootings, Justice Minister Andrew Little fast-tracked a review of the laws because he didn't think they were thorough or strong enough. When making the announcement, Mr. Little said he hoped to present any proposed changes by the end of the year. But as the first anniversary of the attacks approaches, we're still no closer to learning what those changes could be. Katie Scotcher reports.
Chris Ford was born with cerebral palsy and uses a wheelchair. He says he's experienced hate speech both in person and online. But under our current laws, hateful speech directed at someone on the grounds of their disability is not considered an offence.
Disabled people and other currently excluded groups are fair game in terms of being able to be at the hard end of hate speech.
It is only an offence in New Zealand to use speech that will excite hostility or bring into contempt a group or person on the grounds of their colour, race or ethnicity. Gender identity, sexual orientation, religion and disability aren't protected grounds. It was the shootings at two mosques in Christchurch last year that brought this gap to the attention of Justice Minister Andrew Little, who then announced a review of the laws. The president of the Federation of Islamic Associations, Mustafa Farooq, wants to see our hate speech laws changed.
A lot of this misunderstanding that leads people like the person who perpetrated that horrific action in Christchurch is simply because of listening to misguidance sometimes from individuals. And it is happening more and more now. And that's why I think it is important that we have a level of control on free speech.
Speak Up for Women is a feminist group described by critics as anti-trans because of its campaigns against the inclusion of trans women in sport and against gender self-identification on birth certificates. It was set to host an event at Massey University last year, but it was cancelled by Massey, which cited health and safety reasons. A spokesperson for the group, Annie O'Brien, says not being able to freely express her views was a suffocating experience. She says it would be very frightening if the laws were to change.
Politics swings around really quickly. For me, it's being conscious of the fact that if we give the power to the state to dictate what we can and can't say, it can come around and bite us really quickly.
The Ministry of Justice and the Human Rights Commission have so far consulted more than 100 people from different communities across the country. Justice Minister Andrew Little says the agencies are now speaking to academics about where the line on free speech should be drawn.
The line drawing exercise is difficult, and that's why it does pay for us to take our time to get it right. I think it is pretty clear from, you know, the developments and the opportunities that people have for expressing their views over the last 10 years means that we do need to make sure that the law properly reflects the harm that is currently being done without compromising those basic human rights about freedom of speech.
He says any proposed changes to hate speech laws will be revealed before this year's general election. You can hear more about the free speech versus hate speech debate on Insight. Podcast it now from the RNZ website or other podcast providers, or listen just after the 8 o'clock news on Sunday morning. Mō te hōtaka o te atanei, ko Katie Scotcher aho.